Welcome to the Think Before I Speak. Or, no, Speak Before I Think. I didn't think. But the podcast where we cover and talk to different local musicians here in Fort Collins. Today here, I have Bitch Flower. And would you guys like to, give your names?
Sure.
Go ahead.
My name's Miles. I play drums.
My name is Steven. I play guitar.
My name is Zach. I play guitar.
My name is Brooke. I do vocals.
I'm Nick on bass.
Nice. On bass. I have been so excited to be able to interview you guys. Everyone has been talking you guys so up. I've heard so many good things. I've heard how awesome you guys are as people. Been listening to your guys' music. Fucking love it, by the way.
Thank you.
Especially the recent release. That was good.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, let's dive into how did you guys form? You guys originated in 2023, so just last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so where'd that come from? How'd you guys get there?
Zach and I were watching the Crooked Rugs 3 Sykes Peaks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Front row. They played Aether Smoke Metropolis, and we're like, holy shit.
Nice.
And then we're like, all right, because him and I played hardcore bands. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, this music's amazing too. And I've also been a fan of non-heavier music, a lot of psych rock too, and we were like, we should do something like this too. And then Miles was right around the art zone too. We're like, we should just do this thing, put a band together or something. And then it took to a year later of just not really procrastinating, but just talking about doing it. And then we're like, all right, let's actually jam and see what happens. So yeah, it was as a result of other music in local music that influenced us to do it too.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'd never been in a band before, and I knew they were all jamming, and I was interested in just trying out, kind of. And I had no idea what it was going to be like, or what I was going to do, or what we were going to do together. But we just all jammed, and the first time we jammed together, we wrote a song, and it, not a song that we've used, but it just felt really natural.
Nice. Clicked, yeah.
So you haven't been in a band before. Have you done any other things vocally wise?
I picked up guitar maybe 4 years ago at this point, and have written little singer songwritery songs, but not really. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. What about you? Everyone else? Has everyone else been in a band at least at some point beforehand?
Yeah, I've been doing local music here in Fort Collins since 2008, 2009.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
Old. I've always done I've done hardcore mostly in the past almost 10 years. So having the idea with Steven and Miles, and been collaborating with Brooke and Nick, and I was oh, this will be a fun opportunity to explore a different genre that I haven't actually got to play. And then when we got together, I was like, oh my god, this is so fun, because I just doodling on the guitar, and this band is literally perfect for me to just have a lot of freedom on that. So but I play in Copper Teeth at the moment, and another band called Ruckus, and then Bitch Flower, and been doing that for a long time. So
nice. As Jay puts it, sounds like you're polyjamorous.
That's good.
I love that. I'm putting that on my Instagram.
That's one of the key things I'll always remember from our interviews, just that term. And I was like,
that's good.
I'm gonna remember that one.
Because Jay's the king of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm working on 200 albums at the same time.
Yeah,
and they're amazing.
Literally. No, yeah. He's awesome.
He's awesome.
But yeah, what about you guys, and then you, what's the background for y'all?
Miles and I have played in a band called King Crawdad since freshman year of high school, and we still play in that band. And actually the other members in that band have some tie to these folks as well. Tucker, the bassist in that band, plays in Wolf Blitzer with Steven. He also plays in Ruckus with Zach, and then Connor plays on Copper Teeth with Zach, and he plays bass in King Crawdad.
Incestuous polyjammery.
we're stealing all the hardcore people.
Yeah.
And bringing them over.
And turning them onto rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new chapter.
Yeah.
Okay, so for people that haven't listened to your guys' music yet, how would you kind of describe it?
That's a fun
we
question.
We generally describe it as psych punk rock. Mm-hmm. But I think it has a lot of different influences. It has some like bluesy influences, some metal influences. But yeah, generally, I would say we are a bit psychedelic and a lot of punk rock.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
hardcore really bleeds in through sometimes.
It does. I've definitely heard that.
Yeah.
I'd say more in like a traditional way, not like a crush your skull way, like him and I's other bands. But it's still there. Mm-hmm. You know, comes through.
It's more old school, like.
Yeah.
It's almost more like vibe based. Like, for me at least, like, the most hardcore feelings I get from our songs are often like stuff that Brooke's doing rather than riffs. The riffs in my brain are often like Sabbath-y.
Yeah.
Very much so.
But
big time.
Like when you're getting crazy, that's very punk rock to me.
Especially live.
Yes.
That's a whole vibe.
I love that. So how do you guys kind of come together to make your guys' music? Is it purely just like you guys are jamming, or is it like one of you guys kind of like, oh, I have an idea for this song, or...
It's a combination of all of that, really.
We literally just spent a few hours last night writing, and we started pretty much like last practice. He was just playing a riff, and we're like, hey, voice memo that, and then today last night get together, and like literally all five of us just throwing ideas into the pot, deciding which ones we like, which ones we want to go with, and then on the other side of that, you know, Steven will come with like 70% of a song, or I'll come with like, you know, something that I've had in my pocket for a while and just show everybody, and usually it's going to be, hey, this is this idea, and then that's when Miles and Nick really like get in there and do some construction, which is always, that's what makes Bitch Flower is really like an idea coming to the table and everyone's throwing their coins in, and of course like
till it feels right.
It's a fine tuning that process.
Super fun.
That's very nice. I guess with that, how do you guys kind of like, let me try to think, are you guys, when it comes to like meeting each other, do you guys feel like it's very, do you guys have synergy, there it is, that's the word. Do you guys feel like you have like good synergy within each other? Is it just like, you know, you guys play, do you guys hang out outside of stuff? Like, how's that all work?
Ooh, that's a risky question, too. What if you weren't?
Yeah,
we'd be like,
weren't?
I don't like these people. These are my coworkers.
I am the risky, so.
No, I mean, we were just hanging out before this, too.
Yeah,
we were already hanging out all the time anyways, so it's like,
we were like all best friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it was pretty natural, like, just becoming a band and hanging out more. And then also, I think the way we creatively collaborate comes very naturally. Like, it rarely ever feels forced. Of course, you know, there's certain songs that take longer to make than others, but for the most part, whenever we all get together in a room, like, something just, like, really special happens. And I feel like we...
And synergy is a good word for that, too. It's nice... Mm-hmm. For one, it's nice to use that word outside of, like, a corporate training context. But also, like, that's a perfect way to describe it, because like, I think what I love about playing and writing and collaborating in this band is that like everyone kind of feeds off each other. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, like, you can just really feel like when that is right, and I think especially like live performances really speak to that, of just like, it's impossible to not get up for this band, like, very quick. Like, even if you don't feel like, oh, man, I'm really tired today or whatever, like, it's not even a question of, am I going to get up for this? Like, you're almost, like, forced to, like, in your mind and body by how it feeds into each other. So, like, synergy is a good way to describe that.
Music make you lose control.
Yeah.
Oh!
Basic
facts.
Very wise.
Was it Thomas Jefferson said that, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Abe.
It was my bad. I need to brush up on my history.
But I am a little more curious about your guys' albums. I want to kind of dive into that. What about your guys' debut album, Please Don't Be Evil to Me? I'm a little curious, what was like the thoughts behind that? How did it come together? What do you guys feel about it now?
Yeah, it's funny. It feels kind of old to me, but it was only a few months ago when it came out.
Literally in May.
Because we're already working. We've pretty much been constantly working on whatever's next, which is exciting. Mm. But that album, and I think for me, my like goal with this band, or hopefully any music, is to have fun first and foremost. Mm. So that album is just very fun. Throwing things at a wall and seeing what sticks. And that's what that album was a lot of just searching what works for this group of people, like what we all like and what also ends up being something that's like, oh, this is something that I think should be released. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that, I mean, we formed, in 2023 and then wrote that and recorded it by that winter. So I'm like, that's pretty good pace to have 8 songs ready to go for that album. And then
like compared to pacing of previous stuff,
that yeah,
all respect,
yeah, out of
all exactly,
the
it all
four
seems and like whoa, really quickly. It was very quick, yeah, and it's sick. So
I don't want to say effortlessly. Like, we put effort.
Yeah,
into
there's
it,
that.
I swear,
there's
effort. But it felt natural.
Yeah, it'd be cool to like have people listen to the songs that didn't make it on, because we got real like we were trying to find a sound like right off rip, because we're like, we're gonna be a psych band. Instantly did something different.
Yeah.
like we had like songs that I would like relate more to like hum, or like even like that one poppy one that we did that just we just did a different direction of sound. Some stuff that could have been Bitch Flower but didn't turn out to be Bitch Flower. Like the first couple months were really really interesting, because the stuff we were doing was like I think we need to kind of like hone in on one thing here, because it got weird for a second. But I think Please Don't Be Evil to Me was like, I think all of us are perfectly like in line with what we're going for here, is like the rock punk, some psych, but like kind of like more tunnel visioned into one sound. But it was really funny hearing some of the stuff we wrote early on.
But I also think that's something that we enjoy doing, is like branching out into some different like genres and getting a little more experimental with things. And it is nice having like an album that's more cohesive, I think, but it is also fun to just kind of work on things that are outside of what we've done. And we try not to like stay too much in a box with Bitch Flower too.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
For sure.
Are you guys currently working on anything new?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, how exciting.
Yeah.
But diving into a little bit more of that debut album, are there any songs that kind of speak to you guys individually? Like, I always love like hearing what everyone... like, because everyone always has like a different song that they're like, oh, this one was this, so...
I think I preach the most about my favorite song, which is Sex Serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time we don't play it at a show, I'm like visually a little upset. And then when we do, I'm visually excited. Like I don't do like a whole bunch of like crazy guitar work in that song. It's just such a vibe. Like the way that song makes me feel is like really fun. And especially playing it live, it's like, it's like watching your favorite movie for the first time every time I play that song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so hint, we should play it more.
Yeah. I would say my favorite song is Bury the Hatchet. I love that song. I wrote the like beginning main like riff of it on acoustic guitar, and it was kind of like bluesy when I first wrote it. But then, and I love when this happens, I'll like have just like a couple little riffs and like a vocal melody, and then I'll bring it to the band, and then it turns into something so different, and it turned into something like pretty heavy and like just really fun. But I really love that song. The lyrics are very like meaningful to me as well, so I feel like there's a lot of like emotion and like power that comes with that song, and so every time I perform it, I feel just very like excited and like passionate about it. So yeah,
I feel like that is a really great example of what I was talking about earlier, where like so much of like any sort of hardcore element of our band for me comes through Brooke. Like your lyrics and how you deliver them on that song is so heavy, and like the lyrics are like brutal, like metal lyrics. You deliver them really hard, like a badass, like punk band or something. I don't know. That song's intense.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite song too?
It's one of my favorites. It's hard to pick a favorite. I like that one. I like Stopwatch because we had like some gang vocals. I guess that's another hardcore element.
Yeah.
We had some gang vocals on it. Just like our friends sitting around in Zach's
in my little office.
All around a mic doing gang vocals.
Oh, together. And those are the ones we actually used on the.
Yeah, we're gonna send them to Dan, and he's like, "All right, I put them in."
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Like that. I really like the title track. It's really driving and slams towards the end. There's a lot of cool songs.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cool songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like them all. I kind of like them all.
I definitely say "Bury the Hatch" is like a gateway song to like if someone was gonna start with something, like start listening to something for this band. I'd like listen to that song first. That is probably tied with "Please Don't Be Evil to Me," the title track. I really like that song. I like them all as well, but those two are like my favorites to play off of that album for sure.
Nice. Yeah.
Here's a fun little Easter egg. Our friend and bandmate Tucker Valentine played bass on the recording of that song.
Please don't be evil to me.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's the bassist in King Crawdad with us and plays guitar in Ruckus with him.
And plays bass in Wolf Filter.
Yeah, and he did that because just because he wanted to be on the album, right?
Yeah, he asked, "Can I have a part on it?"
He paid us to do it.
Yeah. We have receipts.
Yeah,
he paid me.
He was a huge fan of the music, so he wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, he's still
which is dope.
On his
yeah.
What's your favorite song, Steven?
My favorite is "Please Don't Be Evil to Me" because all the songs are really collaborative. That one started coming to me with that like intro riff, which is like the longest string of notes I've put in a riff before, which is, I was like, how is this happening? But then I got like this like psychopath like vision for it that I really wanted it to go a certain way, and it was a challenging song to figure out how to get that dynamic to flow the way that it does, but it turned out exactly as I had it in my brain, so it's like super satisfying and fulfilling for me to be like, yes. Like, that, I love that song.
That's funny, because I hated that song when he brought it to me.
It's true.
Yeah, cool, because, like, I was, like, trying to figure out what I was going to do.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah, I was like, you're doing everything.
Yeah, it's like driving, you know? It's not as much, I don't know what to do next. It's like I had it all figured out.
Oh, like, because I wrote most of my parts in the studio, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't even know that they recorded it. I showed up to the studio for my parts, and I was like, oh, so we are doing this.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. No, but when I found my position in that song, I'm not doing anything crazy. I just wanted to make it creepier sounding. And so, like, I did, spookier riffs, and that was 100% enough to satisfy me, and now it is one of my favorite songs too. So
yeah.
A fun one. I almost made a really big mistake by like trying to convince you guys not to do it. But yeah, now it's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that's good. It's always good to have a good journey like that.
So yeah, songs. Some come quick, some require a little more work get there. So
hey, sometimes it's just an acquired taste.
That's
but
true.
Best thing out there. Do you guys kind of have a kind of a message behind that album that you guys were kind of trying
to portray?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's true. Like, we didn't write that album as, like, we are writing
an album.
Yeah. We were like,
that means this thing that, like, we're making songs to put on an album, like, for a specific, like, theme or reason.
I guess we were trying to make a set. We were trying to, like...
Yeah, we're trying to make a live music set.
We were just, like, starting... songs for a set. And that was just, like, the eight songs that we completed first, and then also... Well, not first. We had some other ones in between, but the ones that we were, like, the most excited about and, like, felt the most like us. And I feel like that album was more about, like, finding our sound and our energy and for both shows and then also like for a recorded album. Yeah, so I would say the album as a whole doesn't have a specific meaning or theme.
Okay.
I would say a lot of the songs have some similar themes of...
You wanting to beat the crap out of somebody?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of like anger in that album, but also a lot of fun.
It's like anger and vengeance at
points. Yeah, but also like love and... Yeah. What was I just gonna say? I can't remember. But yeah, I think like there are themes that like go through the songs that can relate to each other, but the songs don't necessarily have like an intended connection besides them all being bitch flower songs. Yeah.
You know, my favorite lyric you do that just resonates love is, you better call, or you better pray to God or call your mom. Or yeah. Is it backwards?
Call your mom and pray to God. Yeah.
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, oh man, I really shouldn't mess with Brooke. That's a scary lyric.
So real. But Brooke, I'm a little more curious. So, especially with your song, or at least the song you were talking about, you were talking about the lyricism. Could you dive in a little bit more of the meaning behind that song?
Yeah. Bury the Hatchet started out with just kind of being a little cheeky with some common sayings of bury the hatchet, like holding out an olive branch, dying on a hill, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of turned that into a song, but the song is kind of, it is about vengeance, I would say. It holds a lot of anger, but also some like sarcasm in it. I think it's about trying to find a voice when it feels like sometimes that voice can easily be lost, or ignored. And I just feel like there are some things that happen in life where, you know, it's really nice to be able to forgive someone, but there are some things that feel kind of unforgivable to me that have happened in the world. And so sometimes you don't have to bury the fucking hatchet. Like, sometimes you can just say, fuck you. Like, I'm not gonna do that. We're done. Like, I need this out of my life. And yeah, like if you're going to go die on that hill, like you can go do that. But the hill you chose is a landfill and you can go die over there and I'll be over here speaking what I want to say. So yeah, it's just that I would say.
God, I fucking love it. Ooh, I'm getting all pumped. Yeah.
He's like, let's go turn the song on now.
Like, actually, got the camera. We got the That's awesome, though. So, are you guys all from Fort Collins? Or where you guys all come from?
She's the only one not from
Fort Collins. Yeah, I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Connecticut originally.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How'd you end up here?
Pretty much I was my last semester of college, which I was in Boston for a bit, then I was in Vermont for a bit. My last semester I was in New Zealand. It was 2020. We got sent home because of COVID. Then I was back home in Connecticut with my family, who I love very much, but didn't really want to be living with my family after college. And so my sister was actually living out here and she just invited me to live out here. And then, yeah, like 6 months after I was moving here, I met Steven. And then I met all of his lovely friends, which are these people and others. And
other Sykes
500 Peak. Other people.
My first time I ever met you was at a Sykes Peak event.
Yes, yes, really? That's true. Yeah, me, Miles, and Nick all met at the first Sykes Peak I ever went to.
Yeah.
That's a very unifying festival for us.
Yeah.
For our band.
That holds a lot of meaning to us.
Yeah. Yes.
Great fest. Shout out Sykes Peak.
Yeah.
Go
real
can.
Yeah.
Go every year.
If you haven't
so
been,
fun.
You definitely need to go.
What is it? I'm actually a little curious.
It's like a psych rock camping music festival in the mountains that they hold like over the summer.
The DIY fest put on by a band called Plume from Denver. Everyone should check out.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to play this last summer. which was a dream come true.
No, that was a vindicating. You're not vindicating, like a cool, like full circle moment.
Yeah.
Oh, like, we thought of doing this here, and now we're humbled to be able to ask or to have been asked to play it.
Yeah, the idea of just where we started at Sykes Peak, and then we got to play it 1 year later. So.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
And now you guys are just like the baddest bitches on the blog.
That's sweet.
Like, I shit you guys not. I study the music business at CSU.
Cool.
So I'm typically around all that. And almost everyone. Everyone, I was like, oh yeah, I'm interviewing Bitchflower. And they're like, no way! You guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you guys are definitely, the word is spreading around you guys.
That's so sick.
I'm glad to hear it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, so the rest of you guys are from just Colorado, or is it also like Fort Collins?
I've been in Northern Colorado most of my life.
Loveland and Windsor and Fort Collins pretty much my whole life.
Me, Miles, and Steven all went to the same high school.
True.
Me and Miles were the same grade. We didn't know Steven in high school. We met him later.
I was intimidated by them. I thought they would probably bully me or something. I was a scene kid, and they were like the cool stoner guys. So I was like, I'm not even going to bother. I'm probably going to be like, yeah, enjoy your My Chemical Romance or whatever.
That's crazy.
You didn't even know. I was a closeted My Chem fan.
Here we are.
I could have...
For the record, I don't even really like that band. That was just the first one I thought of.
Well, but also, that's like the only, probably the only unifying band that we would have in common. I try to talk to you about Blood Brothers, but...
Oh, yeah. We don't line up on Blood Brothers, but I'm happy they're back. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. They're an important band.
Let's dive into that. What is your guys' personal taste in music?
Oh, good question.
I think it's hilariously all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to a lot of stuff. I've been listening to Benjamin Todd's new album, which I needed to talk to you about that.
It's sick. He's got like backing band on it now.
It's the Lost Street Dogs, except for the
Lost Dog Street Band.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do Benjamin Todd.
Too sad.
I don't blame you. It's hopelessly sad.
But the new album,
not really sad.
Yeah, I think he found somebody.
All right, I'll check it out.
But yeah, like he's like kind of like outlaw, sad boy country.
Yeah, he's hopping trains still, I hope.
But yeah,
no, at this point, no.
Probably not.
He's got an RV.
But I hilariously listen to like a lot of like pop, like lot of like hyper or like lo-fi pop.
Are you still on an Ash Nico train?
I can't get off that train.
All right. He's hooked.
Are you a brat?
I think we're all brats.
We're all brats.
Oh, good. Sure. Yeah, good. Yeah. I feel safe.
Even mine.
He's not a brat.
I still listen to, like rock and stuff and a lot of metal and hardcore. But, I'm usually finding myself listening to, like, chill pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to Bitchflower practice and I'm like, all right. And then I'm, like, switching gears.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
I love that. What about the rest of you guys? What else is up there?
I would say I really love, classic psych rock is probably my go-to genre, I would say, between, like, The Doors, Black Sabbath, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, bands like that. But also very into, some 90s rock and kind of that resurgence of rock in the early 2000s. And then I absolutely love King Gizzard. And that's kind of like the main, all of those bands are the main ones that I like listen to really frequently.
Neil Young.
I'm a huge Neil Young fan.
Yeah. Can't not be.
Yeah. I'm all over the place too. I like a lot of like artsy, weird rock music too. A lot of boundary pushing stuff is what I dig. I'm also on the pop train like him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with a good hook, you know?
Yeah.
You were Bjorking pretty hard.
I was Bjork maxing the other day.
Dude, I was Bjork maxing the other day.
Because it's so good. And that's a marriage of boundary pushing and amazing hooks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
Bjork is so good.
I have a lot of phases too. Like, I had a big hip hop phase like over COVID, and I find myself not really listening to hip hop anymore. Which is strange because it's still so good. It's just not me now, I guess. But so that changes a lot too. I like to explore as much as I can, so I listen to a lot of music I don't even necessarily relate to, but I want to understand it a little more, because I just am a music nerd, so yeah, all over the place for sure, but...
Manami Deutsch show kind of got me back on a can kick.
Yeah.
Not that they were all that canny, but...
It comes from the source, you know? Yeah, they're one of the source bands for that kind of stuff.
That made me want to dig into the krautrock more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a cool-ass genre.
Into some of that international psych, Kikugaku Moyo.
Yeah.
And Alton Gunn.
Yeah.
Really good. Nice. This summer, definitely listened to a lot of Charlie, Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan.
Oh, yeah.
I've, like...
The Holy Trinity.
I feel like pop music has been eye-opening the past couple years to me.
It's like dominating.
Especially this summer has been really dominating. So that's been really inspiring and fun to listen to. Also, Mannequin Pussy released an album this year that I cannot stop listening to.
So good.
I Got Heaven. I love that. So yeah, some like femme, like punk stuff. Like Amel and the Sniffers is so very good. Die Spitz. I've been a fan of like Le Tigre, stuff like that. Yeah, but I feel like I'm all over the place. I love Adrian Lenker and Big Thief. It's one of my favorite bands and just musical inspirations. I think Adrian Lenker is such an incredible songwriter.
Oh yeah.
But very different from what I do, which I love that. I love being inspired by like different genres.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then, did you share yours?
I'm kind of, like, mostly listening to the same stuff that Miles listens to. And then I dabble in the extremes, whether it be, like, softer, more indie stuff, or more extreme music.
Yeah, you'll be like, so I listened to that new Gate Creeper album. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go. Okay.
I dabble in the dark arts a bit, but mostly I listen to like classic rock. I'm a big like Motown and doo-wop fan as well.
Oh, nice.
So I like to listen to oldies a bunch. But
nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know this is like randomly off topic, but I just got curious. What'd you guys dress up as for Halloween?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, we had a show in Denver last Saturday, and we all dressed up like clowns.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very fun. Yeah.
Oh, please send me a photo. Oh,
okay.
We're gonna post one.
Maybe
we got
today.
Plenty. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I want to see those.
Especially
also.
Scary for me, like in a good way. But like your makeup, for some reason, reminded me of this movie called Bronson. You know Bane from that Batman movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the actor that plays that guy?
Tom Hardy, that
yeah.
Thing?
Yeah. Tom Hardy plays...
Oh, yes.
he's in a movie called Bronson, where he plays, like, this infamous prisoner in England.
Mm.
And there's interludes between scenes where he's up on a stage in front of no one, and he's doing these monologues, and he's wearing, like, a tux and this crazy clown makeup. And Brooke looked exactly like him.
Sick.
It was awesome. I love that movie. And he's kind of scary, but like really funny in the movie. And that's exactly how you were that night.
Nice.
That was perfect.
It is fun. I don't know how you guys feel. But I really enjoy... Like, I feel like when I'm on stage, I already put on like a character persona thing that's like... helps with my stage presence and stuff. But it's fun to... like wear a costume and like a bunch of face makeup, because I feel like it adds to it. I feel like I can just like get into character even more, whatever that character is that night. But it's really fun. I feel like I just go even crazier.
Cause I like dressing up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's just fun to awesome. Like be a different person, a different character for a night.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So I like the
awesome.
Our album release show. You did all the artwork, the big wooden
the stage prop stuff
mm-hmm. Yeah, which was all black and white, and so Brooke was like, all right, we're gonna do black and white, and I thought that was cool because there was like a handful of people in the crowd who were all like black and white. I was like, we have like this cool theme going for the show, and we kind of carried on some of that into some other shows, and those are usually my favorite because it feels like a, more of a special night instead of like, oh, we have this cool gig. It's like, no, it's like themed. Mm-hmm. Everyone's on board with it. Like,
we love a good theme.
Yeah, love a good theme.
Crooked Rugs are good at that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah. Like cowboy show or like space thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the Metropolis, whatever that 30s theme or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Great Wizards. Western Sky release was my favorite because I didn't get the memo that we were supposed to dress Western, so I show up in a Coca-Cola sweatshirt and everyone's looking really cool. And I'm like, man, I wanted to dress up. But yeah, I show up in this giant Coca-Cola sweatshirt.
You're lucky they didn't see you. They would have given you a beat down.
What were you for Halloween?
Let's see. I've been a couple of different costumes. One of them was like a widow witch, where I had like this big old dress and wig and had all kinds of spiders in my
wig. That's sick.
I'll show you guys pictures later.
Yes.
Then I was an arachnid prince, which is kind of the same concept, but I just didn't want to wear a dress to class, so. And then yesterday I was a casino dealer.
Nice.
I don't get to poker chips where it'd be like, I just grab from my bag and have people pick two, and it'd either be chug your drink, take a shot, or give a shot.
Nice.
That's awesome. Nice. Uh-huh. That's great. Interactive costume.
Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar, but the actual costume is supposed to be like Kakaguri, that gambling anime. Mm. I don't know if you guys ever watched it, but that was originally what it is, but I was like, no one's really going to get that, so.
Hey, it's still worth it.
Casino dealer.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You got a plan B for that one. Okay.
And then tonight I am going to be Jack Sparrow.
Oh, lovely.
Hell yeah.
Johnny Depp's always like my go-to outfit whenever I'm out of money.
I feel like you have good Johnny Depp facial hair.
You do, and like, the hair.
I can see on the hair, like Jack Sparrow's good.
Your shirt's already unbuttoned, so you're on your way.
It's an easy one, yeah.
It's perfect.
Beautiful, like thick eyelashes. You might not even need the eyeliner.
Truly.
You might just be sick.
The eyeliner is the most fun.
Yeah, you're right.
She's like, but you gotta
do the eyeliner, please.
Yeah.
I know. Usually, I do wear. I forgot to put on. Usually, I put on eyeliner for the camera.
You're great.
I was gonna say, you have to share next time, and then we can all be uniform again.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have our theme.
How about we all just come in a random costume next time?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to have it in like summer or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just
like yeah, super random.
Yeah, exactly. And don't address it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No one say anything about being dressed up. Normal.
Delete what's this like, scene. Yeah.
Was it the half year for it? Would it be like February?
March,
no,
or February. Is it March? Hold on.
No, March is September, so it'd be
April.
April, yeah.
April.
That's
okay.
Good. That's quick math.
It's set.
Yeah. We'll see you again in April.
Yeah.
All dressed up.
I expect about like two more albums around the world, a world tour. I get to hear
a world tour, yeah. No, that would be awesome.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We'll leave it at that.
But speaking of touring, I'm very curious on how performing is for you guys. Have you guys been... Is it kind of like periodically, or has it been like...
We've been busy.
Yeah.
We've been very busy.
Very busy, very local currently.
Yeah, lots
of Fort Collins, but more recently Denver.
Mm-hmm.
We have multiple Denver shows coming up, too, so...
That's so
exciting.
It is. It's cool meeting a lot of other bands from that area and stuff that maybe we wouldn't have before, so... Love making friends... Mm-hmm. And seeing other music to be inspired by, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
do you guys feel like there's a different energy from performing here in Fort Collins compared to performing in Denver?
Yeah. It's not a bad difference. It's like we've been playing tons of shows in Fort Collins and then breaking into the Denver scene. I guess it's more like less of like how people interact with Bitch Flower, because I feel like most of the shows we play, it's always high energy. It's the cool part of seeing like different venues, different parts of downtown, and how that affects the show. You know, like playing off of like Broadway or like Santa Fe, like it just tons of foot traffic. You just see people come in and just watch bands, which is cool. And Fort Collins, it's a little less like that, just not as big of a city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, definitely not a bad contrast. It's just kind of cool to see the differences in playing in a large city compared to like Fort Collins.
Yeah, I'd say we've been used to just like playing in Fort Collins, having a bunch of our friends at shows and a bunch of like regulars, I'll say. I don't really know.
Our regulars, yeah.
Like people come to a lot of shows, which is so always nice, like see people. And then going to Denver, it's just like a bit, yeah, different, not having all those people that
fresh
we're used
ears.
To. Yeah, it's new mm-hmm. new people seeing it, which yeah. is very exciting and fun. But yeah, it's been really fun to play Denver. It's just fun to change it up, play different venues and stuff.
No,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot what I was gonna say. Do you guys have any like places you would like to perform at some point? Like, you know, either in a different state or different country, any dream venues you guys got in mind?
Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's too
yeah.
big.
Yeah, she's shooting for the stars. Yeah. Yep,
why
you know,
not?
Yeah. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough to where we just so happen to have Red Rocks right there.
Yeah.
Because I think Red Rocks is on
everyone's list. Yeah.
Everyone's list.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah.
But most of those people don't live in Colorado.
Yeah.
So
we got the upper hand.
It.
Yeah.
that would be so sick, though. That would be
yeah.
amazing.
I think, like locally, I would say, like, getting into Washington's as Bitchflower would be really cool. It's
yeah.
big room that has a lot of attention. Very, you know, supportive of, like, the local music industry. That's a really cool venue that I feel like not a lot of people play specifically because it's, like, a big room and kind of hard to fill out, but for Fort Collins, I feel like that it's just a really nice looking venue too.
Yeah.
Like the bar area is really cool. I heard the green room is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one for me.
The
yeah.
Bluebird in Denver.
Oh,
would
I
be
love
dope.
The
I love
Bluebird.
The Bluebird too.
It's so classy.
Yeah, yeah. The Rugs just played. Was that the Gothic?
Yeah.
They opened for Babe Rainbow, and that was so cool to see him on that stage.
Yeah,
so I'll throw that one in there.
Yeah, that one
I'm
was
like
new
that.
Goal unlocked. See,
exactly.
Play
it's
on that
like,
stage,
it's,
like,
it's
a
new
goal
it's
unlocked.
Doable. Like, yeah, so some of those like bigger ones that I've been going to since like a teen,
mm-hmm.
seeing countless of my favorite bands, I'd love to do the same thing.
And I think also just like we want to tour.
Yeah.
And, like, play not really specific venues around the country, just kind of wherever. Like, we just want to go to different states. And,
elsewhere. We
yeah, want to
play
cities.
Elsewhere.
We want to entertain the
no offense
world.
To anybody. But we
no,
wanna,
I hope
yeah.
you guys really do. You guys definitely have something working for you guys. So
thank
it
you.
Needs,
yeah.
It needs to keep spreading.
That's
so.
What
yeah.
we think, too. We're working
oh, yeah.
on it.
You guys want, you guys should, I'll try to get you guys in contact with, have you guys ever heard of Chuck Morris?
Mm-mm.
So,
you know Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Chuck Norris.
You know
that
him?
Sounded familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Same one.
But this man, he is fucking crazy. This like he was a genius for his time. Right now, he's a bit older, and he actually started the music business program at CSU.
Oh, cool.
But
awesome.
He is actually the founder of the AEG. So for like Mission Ballroom and
oh wow,
et cetera, et cetera. I can't think of other venues.
That's a bucket
yeah.
list one for sure. That's
yeah,
one.
Thank
yeah.
you.
That's one of
yeah.
my favorite venues.
I love
yeah.
the Mission too.
That's
like,
a good
so
one.
We'll throw
yeah,
that in there.
A lot of or like Fiddlers. I think it's the Ogden. Ogden is
nice.
Love Ogden too.
It's yeah. So he's very very close. Him and Eric, they're very close to Red Rocks.
That's dope.
So I'll. Because they've heard of you. They've already.
Jax
I,
is going to get us a show at Red Rocks.
Now that you guys are talking about it,
yeah.
let's get in the words.
He's like, oh, by the way, actually.
Check under your seats.
Yeah.
Whoa, show poster. That's sick.
Red Rocks on
me. Yeah. We're like, you got to get interviewed by Jax.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Hope. That's the goal. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
the Oprah of the music business.
That's what's up. We're putting all this in the universe right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You're like, oh, so that venue. Okay,
yeah.
you're booked next week.
Yeah.
yeah. I got you.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. That's cool. That's cool that they've heard of us.
Yeah, yeah, that is really
if
nice.
If that was your doing, then
so
thank
Chuck,
you so much.
Chuck,
yeah.
Chuck Morris with an M.
With an M.
So, Professor has... CSU?
He's not necessarily... He's a bit older now. So, he's more of the founder for the music business.
Cool.
He still kind of, like, goes out and speaks for different things. But it's mainly Eric Griffin.
Okay.
He's an entertainment lawyer. And
oh,
so...
Cool.
Yeah. he's the one that kind of teaches more of the classes, more of like the copyright laws, mm-hmm. and how you make money going into stuff like this, and how that money works, staging this and that.
Yeah, talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
I want money.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're
like,
a really...
He's the one that knew you guys, because I was really? Like, oh, I'm interviewing Bitchflower. And I was like, oh. He was like, oh, shit. Like, they're doing pretty good. And
nice.
So, yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, tell him we're looking for representation.
Oh, yeah. Stephen needs a good lawyer.
Yeah, Stephen needs a lawyer. We're a very money-hungry band.
I love that. But, yeah, so you kind of mentioned earlier with makeup, it kind of makes you feel like you're in a different character. Do you guys have like your own different personas, or do you just feel like it's more of a stage you?
Uh-oh. I don't have like a like specific... I'm kind of like when I get on stage, it's more like my brain shut down, my vision and my feeling. My brain is... 200% audio.
His eyes roll back in
Like, I legit...
Starts levitating a little.
I legit cannot, like... I don't remember, like, actual, like, seeing stuff on stage usually. Like I'll have, like, yeah, like, friends in the crowd being like, you were, like looking out, like, the whole time, and we can't believe you, like, don't look at your guitar. And I was like, I honestly thought I was looking at my guitar the whole time. But that's, like, the only thing is, like, I literally just, I don't turn into a different person. It's more just, like, I, as the kids say, lock in. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's just how the show goes for me.
Nice.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
Miles,
especially if I don't have to
turns
have a
into
mic, too.
That one Muppet.
Animal.
Jim Henson style.
Hell yeah.
I think the best shows, though, are ones where you do kind of, like, you're like in control without being in control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's what I love most about playing live is that it's like the perfect mixture of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like feeling a moment, like being very present in a moment.
It's like a flow state, would you say?
Yeah. But then also being
flow
able
motion.
To like
flow
have,
motion.
Have fun and like mess around at points. Like, I think those are the best shows that I have, like, drumming wise for sure.
Yeah. You lock in hardcore.
I love playing live. That's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I feel like... I don't know. I would say my stage persona is just a more exaggerated version of my regular self.
I feel like your... like, the excitement you bring to the crowd comes from, like, you... being the person from the songs that you're singing, like you get like real like
yeah.
like I don't know, I don't want to say aggressive.
Well, I think I do get aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
it. But I feel like it's a good way to just like release energy and just like emotions, and yeah, it does feel very natural. The adrenaline always helps a lot, but it does, like, once the songs just start going, no matter like how I'm feeling before mm-hmm. we play. I'm tired or whatever, I always get like very energized and very excited, and I do feel like I don't think it's like a persona, like a different persona, but it's definitely like
crank the dial.
Yes, it's like
whatever
my energy.
You are, then you just turn it up.
Yes, I think that's what happens. But it's very fun. I do love performing live.
Yeah. I think everyone loves watching you perform live too. Like, whenever someone talks about Bitchflower, the first thing they say is, yo, Brooke is going crazy on stage, like, bringing life to the show. And, like, you know, like I said, I don't really, like, remember seeing stuff on stage. I remember 100% always feeling, like, the stage, like, moving,
mm-hmm.
because, like, we're all dancing around and stuff,
yeah.
and I, like... can look over and you're just like going crazy and I'm just
like stomping or something,
and it, but it's contagious, like the crowd feels
yeah.
it, we feel
yeah.
it, the
and
music
I,
feels
yeah.
it,
and I feel like I do like work off the crowd's energy too. Either way, if the crowd's going crazy, like I'll go more crazy, and then sometimes if the crowd is like, if it's like a show where there's not as many people or they're just kind of standing around listening, I feel like I go really crazy as well for some reason. It's like the opposite, where they're not doing anything, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going
to
go insane and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's always fun.
It's so good, because one of my favorite things about being in this band is, oh my god, someone will come up to her and be like, I went to the show, it was fun, whatever, and then they'll find out I'm in the band. They're like, oh, you're in the band too? And I'm like, yeah, I am in the band. I was playing the show you saw.
Yeah. I was up there.
But I'm more mellow on stage, so I'm happy that there's...
You're holding down the riffs.
Yeah, there's someone that can carry the energy that the sonic sound creates when I can just focus on...
Yeah, that's never bothered me when people, like... come up to me and talk about Brooke, because I'm like,
yeah,
let's talk
it doesn't
about
bother
Brooke.
Me. I was like, just hell yeah.
I want to talk about Brooke too.
Yeah, yeah, like, no.
It was awesome.
She's goated.
That's awesome. Especially Brooke, because you weren't like in a band or anything like that. Like, you just kind of, like, does it feel like you revealed a hidden talent within yourself? Or?
Yes.
Yeah?
It does. I've always been an artist for my whole life, like a visual artist. And I've always been... I've always had a lot of energy and been like a social person who's not really afraid to like stand up in front of people and like do things like that. Like I've always loved karaoke and stuff like that. But I've also never been like in theater, really anything like that. Just always like a visual artist and like in sports and stuff. But yeah, when I first picked up guitar, I just thought it was like a really great way to express myself creatively. And I've always, like, written poetry throughout my life, so that kind of felt natural, but it was more of just, like, a personal hobby of, like, just writing little songs, like, not really wanting to share them too much. Yeah, and then performing in this way with Bitch Flower and, like, creating art and music in this way with Bitch Flower was something I never really thought. I guess you don't really know until you try it. Yeah. So, like, with performing like this, because... I just didn't really have the opportunity, but being in this band and doing this, yeah, it has like unlocked something in me. Like it's definitely helped me feel more like competent and just like excited about creating, because also like I feel like when you create in one way, it can be kind of stagnant sometimes. Like sometimes my visual art is not as inspiring. Sometimes my music is not as inspiring, but it's nice to have multiple ways of creating, like as a creative person, just to help inspire each other. And I think we all inspire each other as well. And they're all very like supportive of me too. And like from the beginning, like I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. And I still don't really, but they were all very like encouraging of me to try. And after the first practice, like I was kind of unsure and not really know, just kind of having like imposter syndrome because I'd never done it before. But they just like let me keep trying, and then we found something like really special throughout that process. So yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, our first show, you were already going crazy at that fest that Garrett hosted. Mm-hmm. I remember like someone coming up to me and be like, "You and Steven should move around more." I was like, "Why?"
We were all pretty nervous too.
Yeah. Our first show, I was really nervous. It wasn't until our second show that like it clicked. I feel like for my performance anyway, I don't know what it was about that show, but something like unlocked in me and I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
Sick.
Surfside.
Yeah, at Surfside for Endless Fest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was like the energy. I don't know.
We got lucky. We played two fests as our first shows.
Yeah.
Crazy. Very blessed.
That's, like actually
very
really
blessed
awesome.
For
yeah,
sure.
They're both like local DIY fests, but both incredible.
Yeah.
I think people were like, people were curious. They're like, we have King Crawdad, Wolf Blitzer, Copper Teeth, and we
no resume.
Yeah, no resume. Everyone was like, what is that gonna sound like? So I think like booking those few shows at first.
Not even a cover letter.
Not even a profile picture.
Didn't mean one.
LinkedIn doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of people were like curious, so I feel like it was kind of easy to get a couple of shows. Like we know everybody like in town.
Yeah, they had all the
Yeah, and I think people were excited to like get on it because like, oh well, what is that going to sound like? We don't have any music out or nothing. They had to come and see it for themselves.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I think that helped.
Nice. Well, I'm a little more curious about your guys' upcoming stuff. So, kind of like the music, what's next for touring for you guys? Although, this episode will be premiered much later, but...
All good.
Hopefully it'll come out in time for, like, later November. But, I'm just curious, what's going to come up for you guys?
Yeah, kind of almost said shifting. shifting.
He's shifting.
Into like writing mode more as, because you know the holidays shows kind of slow down.
Yeah, we're so hibernating.
After November, after these couple Denver shows, we don't have anything booked for the rest of the year unless something comes up. But
Red Rocks.
Unless Red Rocks.
In December.
Next week.
December. Yeah.
Well, I could get you guys, but it might be during a snowstorm.
Yeah, he's like, it was actually kind of easy.
Yeah. Hey, no one else is playing. So. Yeah. Just shifting back into writing mode. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a handful of new tracks and a bunch of other ideas we're trying to finish up. So, yeah, doing that. And then got some, hopefully some touring plans next year figured out. So we're working on that too. So the goals are ideally new music next year would be rad. We'll see. And then for sure some shows out of Colorado, hopefully as well.
Yeah.
So. Do you guys have any like states you for sure want to touch on?
I want to hit Chicago.
Yeah.
Same. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Chicago's my favorite state, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, our goal is to like go out to Chicago and back and hit some cities around there. But we're still figuring out the details.
Yeah.
But we would love to go to the West Coast, go to the East Coast sometime. Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Go down south. Mm-hmm. Do it all. We can.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun. That's what's up. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're kind of coming towards the end of the show. I'm glad I got to meet all you guys. You guys are awesome.
Likewise. Me too.
As usual, I like to hear kind of like what advice do you have for other people who go into music, especially being local, here at Fort Collins, or just in general and starting a band, like what little piece of advice do you guys got for the crowds?
I think mine is something I've had to tell myself, because like when I was younger and played in other bands, I took it so seriously, like I want to change the world, I want to change the game, you know, all these like ambitious goals and stuff, but I wasn't really having fun, so it became really stressful, and I think the music suffered because of that. I wasn't as fun to even work with because of that, because I took it so seriously. So now it's like, okay, that's like the cornerstone of starting this band, is like I have to ask myself if I get lost in the sauce ever of like, am I having fun though? Because that should come first, and then everything else kind of builds from that. So that's like, if you find a good group of people and you're having fun, good relationship, good chemistry, then that's what I think the cornerstone that should be in any project is, if it's fun, because then the magic really starts happening from that. So that's mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say if you're like just starting out, to never like get in your own way, as in questioning yourself, is this what I want to do, or am I doing this right, kind of thing. Like if you're picking up a guitar or you're jumping behind a drum set or singing, just do it, and just do it your way.
Yeah.
And make sure you're having fun with it, but don't ever like question yourself in a band. Make sure that you're in a band with people with the same, you know, idea of what they want to do. You know, you don't want to have it where you start a band and you're doing, like he said, like you're stressed and you don't know what you're doing. It's like, that's fine. Like music is music. You just do what you want to do and just don't get in your own way.
Definitely.
I would say, like play as much as you can, practice as much as you can, like create as much as you can, and support like other people, go out and meet other people, like go to their shows, like talk to them after they play, like that can help you with seeing cool performances, meeting awesome people, like making those connections. And I also think, like playing every time that you play as if it's like its own experience, and it could even be like the last time you play, because then if you have a shitty show or something, it's like, well, that's just that one moment. If you have a great show, like that's just that one moment, and not getting like too high or low with it, and kind of like really being present in that singular moment, because then you just go on to the next one, and not along with that, like not giving up, because you're always going to have another, you know, hopefully you'll always have another shot with it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
piggybacking off of what Miles was saying, Yeah, engage with your local music scene. I feel like that is, in my mind, the most important thing, because the rest will follow. The more shows you go and see, the more excited you will be to go home and do it yourself. It's just a constant flow of inspiration, which is always helpful. Also, it's helpful to those other bands when you support them. If I'm thinking from like a more selfish standpoint, like, it's great networking if you're trying to build a network for your own purposes. And even more selfishly, just like, Miles turned me on to this, but like, very frequently local bands will be doing like raffles for free tickets on their social media. Like, I can't tell you how many free tickets me and Miles, more so Miles, has gotten to like Aggie shows or this, that, or the other show, just from like interacting with the social media posts. Just like tag a friend, and now, like, instead of spending $60 for you and a friend to go to an Aggie show, you're just rolling in, and mm-hmm. and that's great. Like, from a purely selfish standpoint, everyone should be trying to get free tickets.
I love the message. Period. Oh,
yeah. I would say, if you're just starting off with learning music, or you have never done anything with music before in your life but you want to, you should try it and go for it. Pick up a guitar, pick up a bass, try to sing with your friends, do karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, you can do it. It might not be exactly how you want it to sound when you first start, but that really just takes time and practice, and also finding out like what your style is, like what your personal style is, or how it feels to make music with other people. But I know it can be like really intimidating. I was very intimidated when I first started with this band, even though it's a band with all some of my best friends. I was intimidated because they've all been making music for so long and I have like never really done it. But I just kind of had to work through that intimidation, have like confidence in myself and believe in myself. And then we were able to create something really special that I never really thought I would experience in my life, honestly. So it was just like kind of right place, right time. But also it took a lot. It took me like advocating for myself as well. So advocate for yourself, especially the gals out there. You can do it, and you're a badass.
Period. Period. Yeah.